There are three buildings surrounding the PRT station. On your far right is Hodges Hall. To your left is the renovated Brooks Hall, originally opened in 1950. Brooks houses the university's geosciences programs, geology, geography, and GIS, or Geographic Information Systems. Also located inside is a state-of-the-art virtual reality cave. A green roof planted with vegetation reduces energy usage. Climb the stairs to the left and continue until you reach the gray brick walkway. Go right and pause when you reach the circular landing. The building to your immediate right is Armstrong Hall, which houses many classrooms. It is home to the Departments of Mathematics and Communication Studies and the Institute for Math Learning, an office devoted to the enhancement of teaching and learning mathematics at the university and throughout the state. The Math Learning Centers open weekdays and provides free student tutors and help with homework and preparing for tests. No appointments are needed. Follow the wide staircase upward. There are three sets of steps to climb. Please continue up the stairs. Pause the tape when you reach the top. You are now in the heart of the downtown campus and, depending on the day and time, are probably surrounded by many WVU students. Nearly all undergraduates have some classes here, and regardless of a student's major, the majority of classes taken as a freshman are on the downtown campus. Across University Avenue, the road directly in front of you, is the Mountain Lair, the Student Union, and to your left is Woodburn Circle. To your right is Elizabeth Moore Hall, simply called E-Moore by students. This beautiful structure is a favorite spot for students to relax and study. It has a pool, dance studio, and a small gym, and houses the Office of Student Life, the Office of Student Legal Services, and the Off-Campus Housing Office. The student attorney can help in non-criminal matters such as looking over apartment leases. The Off-Campus Housing Office helps students find quality, safe places to live in Morgantown. E-Moore also includes the International Students Office. In the fall of 2013, WVU had over 1,800 international students who came here from 113 nations. Walk to your left toward Martin Hall. Continue walking past the sign that identifies Martin Hall into the area known as Woodburn Circle. This is the most recognizable and historic area of WVU. Woodburn Circle is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. When WVU was an agricultural college, students planted crops in the center of the circle as part of their agricultural lessons. Martin Hall, the building closest to you, is WVU's oldest structure and was completed in 1870. It is named for Reverend Alexander Martin, the university's first president. Martin Hall is home to the Reed College of Media. Students can gain valuable experience working at the campus radio station, U92, or with the student newspaper, the Daily Athenaeum. These opportunities are open to all students, regardless of major. Students have access to their own television studio at One Waterfront Place, where episodes of WVU News are produced. Students have interned with ABC News in New York City, ESPN, The Huffington Post, and WTAE and KDKA in Pittsburgh. Keeping Martin Hall on your left, continue around the circle toward the building with the clock tower. This structure is Woodburn Hall, which is probably WVU's most famous building. You may recognize it, since it has been reproduced on many items, from books and pamphlets to advertisements and signs. This symbol of WVU was completed in 1876 and named Woodburn in 1893. The Seth Thomas clock on top was originally located on Martin Hall, but was moved here in 1911. At some point in our history, nearly every school or college has been located in Woodburn Hall. The Everly College of Arts and Sciences is headquartered here, including the Departments of History and Political Science and the Africana Studies Program. The Department of Political Science is consistently ranked as one of the best in the nation, and WVU's debate team was recently rated as one of the country's best. Continuing along the circular walkway, you will come to Chitwood Hall. Constructed in 1893, it was given its present name in 1972 to honor history professor Oliver Chitwood. This building contains the Department of World Languages, Literatures, and Linguistics. Several majors require students to take foreign language courses in order to graduate. WVU offers 6 languages with degree programs: French, German, Russian, Spanish, Chinese, Italian, and Russian studies. Other languages taught include Japanese, Arabic, and Portuguese. 11 WVU students have won critical language scholarships. Winners have studied abroad in Tunisia, Russia, India, and China, and study abroad is an important component of language study. Continue past Chitwood Hall and take a left down a small set of stairs. Keep walking until you are standing in front of the Business and Economics Building.